Well, this morning's Business of Food is about marshmallows. For the past 5 years, Chicago has been home to the world's first. Here, she'll tell you about it.
Exo Marshmallow is the premier gourmet marshmallow company in the world with the world's first all-marshmallow cafe.
That is Lindsay Shanks, co-founder and co-CEO of Exo Marshmallow Cafe. It's been tucked away in Rogers Park, but Saturday is the grand opening of a much larger cafe in Lincoln Park.
It's super colorful, really fun, very super graphic and retro style. People can order our various marshmallow flavors, s'mores, hot chocolates, frozen lemonades, our marshmallow fluff. Basically, anything related to marshmallows, we do it.
S'mores. I like s'mores. Do customers get to make their own? Is there a fire pit?
We make the s'mores. So we use a handheld torch. And while we love our customers, we like to keep the fire in our hands.
If you're thinking marshmallows and you're thinking of the plastic bag full of cylindrical shaped puffs.
Ours are not that at all. Our marshmallows are cube shaped and they're gourmet. We don't use any added preservatives. And so our marshmallows are a lot fluffier, a lot softer, a lot spongier, and definitely a lot more flavorful.
A lot to choose from on the menu.
Yeah. So our biggest selling marshmallow flavor is our Funfetti, which tastes like a birthday cake.
Oh, I see bourbon marshmallows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're made with actual bourbon. The alcohol does get cooked out in the process, but they do taste exactly like bourbon. Personally, love them toasted.
Exo Marshmallow Cafe in Wonderland and its new location, Clark, near Diversey. It's also moving its production plant to a much larger facility in Skokie. Who knew marshmallows would support a cafe? And well, Lindsay Shanks and her partner Kat Connor did. Good for them. Anything else you wanted to say, Lindsay?
Just make sure to follow us on Instagram and our TikTok. We love showing people behind the scenes.
Today is National Rocky Road Day. I wonder if XO has that flavor. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.